The Great Western Staircase is one of the Capitol's most impressive features. Its stairwell measures approximately 77 by 70 feet and is 119 feet in height. Yet it is also graceful and intricate, and a paradise of stone carving. Known in Albany as the Million Dollar Staircase, it was designed by H.H. Richardson, but transformed into an elaborately carved work of art by Isaac Perry. Governor Grover Cleveland called Perry out of retirement to become commissioner of the Capitol in 1883. He was the last architect to work on the building, and his involvement resulted in a dramatic increase in stone carving. At times, he employed hundreds of stone carvers and cutters, paying them $5 for a 10-hour day, twice the wage of a common laborer. The majority of the carvers were from England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. A steam engine in the attic hoisted the Coarse Hill sandstone into place. Imported from Scotland, this stone was used because it was soft when fresh from the quarry and very adaptable to fine carving. This was important because of the complexity and variety of the carving. Not even the smallest of decorative themes or faces was used twice. This was also before the invention of pneumatic tools. The carvers used mallet and chisel, and actually created each carving in place. We'll provide more information about the famous and not-so-famous faces on the staircase at a later stop.